It's difficult to know exactly how many medals this athlete might have won at the Olympics. She qualified for several events, but the rule said she was limited on how many contests she could enter. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In Beaumont, Texas, you'll find a memorial and museum to a lady with roots here.
Babe was born in Port Arthur, Texas, and moved here after a hurricane. And her parents were part of the working class, and they were Norwegian immigrants.
She was born Mildred Diedrichsen. But as Sadie Atha explains, we know her as Babe because of a local athletic achievement early in life.
She scored 5 home runs in 1 inning in her neighborhood baseball team, and so they compared her to Babe Ruth, and so that's how she got the name Babe.
Babe's athletic ability was evident from an early age, and she quickly saw things she wanted to accomplish in many sports.
So when she was in high school, she read about the 1928 Olympics, and she put her focus on accomplishing that and her self-training with her sister. Actually, a neighbor came and cut the hedges around their house, and she would train and jump over the hedges for hurdles.
In 1932, she accomplished a feat that showed just how talented she was in track and field.
So she competed for the AAU championship in the track and field. She competed in 8 of 10 events and ended up beating out an entire 22-woman team from the University of Illinois. All by herself.
As a one-woman team, she scored more points than the highly regarded 20-woman second-place team from the University of Illinois. And later that year, she competed for a spot on the U.S. Olympic team.
In her pre-trials, she competed and qualified for 5 events, but at the time, women were only allowed to compete in 3 events.
The story of Babe Diedrichsen at the Olympics and much more that earned her the title of World's Greatest Female Athlete is next time as we travel the countryside. In Beaumont, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.